Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Slowing, LA to New York. I'm gonna fly for some turkey Thanksgiving. Fly for some turkey, can't get through security. I have to fly for some turkey. I'm hoping TSA won't detain me. See my family. Have way too much to eat. Watch some football. The Lions will get beat. Talk politics with my Uncle Pete. Oh, he's a freaking moron. I have to fly for some turkey Thanksgiving. The TSA will search my every cavity. Just so I fly for some turkey. Traveling next year, I will just stay home.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter refers to a State Department aide to Vice President Pence as another never-Trumper. Jennifer Williams, in closed-door testimony, calls the president's push for investigations in Ukraine unusual and inappropriate. She's scheduled to testify publicly tomorrow. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says about the president's attacks on witnesses,
I think part of it is his own insecurity as an imposter. I think he knows full well that he's in that office way over his head.
She was on CBS.
Nothing has changed about the simple fact that the president did nothing wrong.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins there on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. 10 people are shot with 4 killed at a backyard party in Fresno, California.
Unknown suspects approached the residence, snuck into the backyard and opened fire.
That's Fresno Police Lieutenant Bill Dooley. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
The dense fog is not everywhere, but in a few spots, it's pretty bad. For instance, take Maxwell Air Force Base, for example, where visibility is down to a half a mile. Danley Field was a half a mile last hour. They're about 4 miles now. Anyway, there's some fog out there in spots this morning. Otherwise, it's chilly. We're in the mid-30s right now. Not quite as warm today, but not a bad day. Yesterday, we had a high of 68. So today, 63. That's not bad. A few clouds around from time to time. Tonight's low, 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Warming trend. 67 tomorrow. Low 70s Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, low to mid-70s. Are you liking this so far? Yeah, nice week ahead. Spotty showers possible, maybe by Friday afternoon. Better chance Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches. Right now, this morning, we have, again, fog in a few spots, but I'm looking at a temperature now of 36 at Danley, 34 Maxwell here at 6:05.
Thank you, Rich Thomas.
You are so welcome, sir.
Anybody seen my headphones?
Are they not up there?
No.
Huh.
Nope, don't see any headphones up there.
Huh. No, man. There's some... No?
Everything went so well this morning until I walked in here. And now, I'll check the car, see if they fell out.
Oh, did you bring them home?
I may have. I don't remember. You see, I make the mistake of trusting the people that work here after hours to not take home my stuff. So,
but
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they were here. So,
you look a little... those look like trainer headphones.
They are trainer headphones. I may as well wear a paper hat that says trainee. I mean, if I wanted to do the show from inside a paper bag, I'd wear a paper bag. That would be the easy solution.
Breakfast was great. That was a lot. That was a lot to it. The meatloaf.
The monster
meatloaf.
The
cheese and the two eggs over it. Oh, my
Jay's eggs were a little on the rubbery side.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit.
Too much?
No,
you want me to
fine.
Make more?
It's fine. Nothing little ketchup can't fix.
Yeah. Because as soon as I walk in the kitchen to get your breakfast ready, 15 people have to come in and make a cup of coffee.
I know.
And get in my way. And I hate that. It drives me nuts.
I know.
So other than my headphones missing and people driving me nuts, I'm fine. I had a good weekend, and that ends right now.
What a beautiful weekend weather-wise.
It was. Yesterday was special.
Really
that was
nice.
Really, really nice. Funny, wasn't that long ago we were excited about the first overnight low below 70 in a long, long time.
Right.
And then
we're excited
about getting back over 70 for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. True.
Adams Drugs is the state's number one retailer. That is an award given with competition throughout the state from Mobile up past Huntsville, side to side. And the criterion that are used are customer service, sales, growth, and so forth. Reputation means everything, and nobody works harder to maintain the good reputation they have than Adams Drugs. No doubt there's something with an Adams Drugs label at the house I might need a little bit later this morning. You know, something that calms the nerves and does that kind of thing. Nothing heavy. We can't do that because then this afternoon I come, bleh, we don't do that. But when you want, I was talking to somebody last night who was complaining about the service they're receiving at a pharmacy post-merger. They can't keep up with it. She says, 1 out of 10 times I go there and they have my order right. And you should get better service than that. That's one reason why service is kind of tanked, because mergers, that personal touch, it's just not possible at places where you're basically running two pharmacies in one. So go with the local team at Adams Drugs. They will take good care of you, and I promise you will feel good about the decision. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. We are at 610. The William Tell Wake Up is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The trial for a Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. The group Texas Equisearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Said I've got to watch my cholesterol. It can lead to high blood pressure. So she suggested I eat less fatty food and get some exercise. And I took her advice. For about a minute. Then I realized I've been raised to think that nothing is ever my fault, so I told her to take a hike.
My doctor says the reason I'm tired all the time is because I smoke and drink way too much. Which makes sense because I smoke and drink a lot. A whole lot. But when I was growing up, my mom and dad told me that I should never let anybody judge me and that I can do whatever I want. So I told my doctor to kiss my...
It's true. If you were born between 1982 and 1990, whatever goes wrong in your life is not your fault. You never kept score in soccer. There was never a losing team in t-ball. And even your high school didn't have a valedictorian because they didn't want to make the stupid kids feel inadequate.
Yeah, that wasn't fair that she got all straight A's and I didn't.
Yeah, we was busy.
We're busy.
Whatever.
We understand. For a generation where even stupid, fat, unathletic kids went home with a gold medal just for participating, we can't expect you to be responsible for yourselves now. We're Millennial Pharmaceuticals, and we're all about millennials like you.
Like us?
Like you. And when your doctor tells you to take better care of yourself, to eat better, exercise, and not have unprotected sex, we're on your side.
You mean we don't have to listen?
No, because it's not your responsibility. It must be someone else's.
Yeah.
Like who?
Oh, probably just about anyone. The government, most likely.
Yeah, I don't like the government.
Or maybe your healthcare plan.
Yeah, healthcare is bad.
So if you're a millennial and you're sick, it's not your fault. Call us and we'll find someone else to blame for it. We're Millennial Pharmaceuticals, where we say your health is not your problem.
Please have someone bring you the phone so you can call us, or have them call for you, or have them bring you a McRib sandwich and some chocolate milk so you'll feel better about yourself. Sorry if we bothered you. It's totally our fault.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
In what can only be described as a bad omen for our national culture, that in fact maybe the apocalypse is right around the corner. Chuck E. Cheese is killing off their animatronic band.
Oh, no.
Gone will be this joyous greeting.
Oh, no.
There are 600 Chuck E. Cheese's around America.
Yeah.
And
I've been to every one of them. I'm kidding. I've been to one.
80 of them had done away with the animatronic band as an experiment, and I guess it worked because they're all going to be gone.
Wow.
This is a complete and total game changer.
We'll all always remember where we were when we first got the news.
I think so. I was listening to those three guys on News Talk 93.1 FM when I heard about Chuck E. Cheese and the animatronic band being killed off.
Never a good thing to start your Monday with.
Well, think about all these unemployed robots now. What are they going to do with those?
Oh, that's true. What would that lead to?
The animatronic band will be replaced by a small dance floor with lights. Holy 70s, Batman. That's their solution. And every location will still have an employee in the giant rodent costume to pose for pictures. Yes, I have a couple of those with Goose somewhere in a photo album.
What's next? They're going to do away with the pizza?
Wait till you hear what's happening with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
On his 91st birthday.
It's a tragic tragedy.
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
But you'll have to wait for that story because we're out of time. Applied Security is a company that does a phenomenal job of securing businesses, homes, properties. Let me open this email I received from spotcrime.com, the weekly alert. And this is just within a five-mile radius of my home.
I got mine this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Five thefts. There are people out there that none of these are going to make the news. This is what I'm trying to convey here. Not frighten you, just be aware that there are people out there every single day of the week who want to take somebody else's stuff and maybe yours one day. The ultimate protection is to have your home secured and monitored by a great local team, and that's Applied Security. They have been in business since 1987. Mark and Vicky are terrific, and they can protect your home, your property, and you with state-of-the-art technologies that do an awesome job. They have been protecting us at the Blue Water Broadcasting Building now for 15 years. And it can take over your existing monitoring at under $30 a month. Call 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. And later this morning, we will have our Rocket Scientist of the Day, which is brought to you by Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. At 620, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon, come back with the timeline for November 18th.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
We'll go
good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J. A little bit hoarse this morning. I think I did a little bit too much yelling at football games over the weekend. But I think a lot of us probably did that, right? We are seeing better than average traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning. It looks like folks are getting a really early start on the work week. Drive carefully there. We're seeing a few more cars on the boulevard this morning than we normally see at this time. Be careful. Drive safe. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. Buckle up and keep it right here for more traffic updates. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days. And no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:22 with the timeline for November 18th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
I haven't heard that one in a while. That's a good one. The Mutual Broadcasting System. 322nd day of the year. There are 43 days left on Mickey Mouse Day. This is Mickey's 91st birthday. 1928, Steamboat Willie premiered starring Mickey Mouse, which is considered his official birthday. Have you, I've been on Disney Plus a lot. Have you been watching any?
About basically that one Star Wars show is what I've been watching.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There's plenty of stuff for me to watch. Good.
Verizon said I get it for free.
Are you in Verizon? Yeah. Do you have Verizon?
Yeah.
You do get it free for a year, though.
Yeah.
But only on the phone?
No, not at all. You have to go through, some steps to make it happen, but, you know, nothing that you can get it for free for a whole year.
I'm telling you now, and Roz, if you're listening.
You sound like a Peter.
No. Here's the deal. I've decided you're getting a Roku, and I'm going to pick a Saturday, and I'm going to spend about an hour just to get you all set up, with all your passwords in there. Then everything's on your TV.
I'm not worthy of that.
Everything will be on your TV. You're getting a Roku. All right? So that's it. It's
thanks,
final.
Dad.
You're welcome, son.
It's nothing to be proud of.
It's National Apple Cider Day. I don't drink it a lot, but in the fall, cold apple cider is pretty good.
On the Andy Griffith Show, it always turns hard.
Oh, yeah.
Cider.
Oh, yeah. That was the issue at the Christmas show, right?
That, and then the Aunt B and a bunch of the old biddies got together.
That's right.
Secret boy.
She was playing that piano, wasn't she?
Aunt B playing topless at the house piano. Disgrace.
Topless. Ooh, that's disturbing. In 1307 on this date, William Tell hits, he picks up his crossbow and shot an apple off his son's head.
Hang on, I think I have that in the audio file.
There it is. Oops, sorry, son. 393 years ago in 1626, St. Peter's Basilica, the main church at the Vatican, dedicated by Pope Urban VIII. Now, 1883 on this date, the railroads create the first time zone. You see, there were really no time zones, and it was crazy for schedules for a railroad. So eventually, the American and Canadian railroads got together and set up continental time zones, and everybody had the same time. It was no longer archaic. 53 years ago in 66, the U.S. Roman Catholic bishops did away with the rule that says you can't eat meat on Fridays. That used to be a deal where every Friday, Catholics, we'd have to drink, we'd have to eat, like, you know, fish or whatever. Now Catholics only avoid Friday meat during Lent. Also on that day in 66, Sandy Koufax retires. Ace pitcher of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was just 30 years old, and he was retiring after a great season, but he had this chronic arthritis.
He said that I have to make a choice whether I want to pitch or have the use of my arm for the rest of my life.
Right, right.
Easy decision, he said.
How old would Sandy Koufax be if he was 30 and 66, so he would be...
53, he's 83.
Wow. Now our song of the day, and it's a quiz for you here, buddy. It's a quiz mainly for you because you dubbed in the song, so
I already know
the play.
Song.
Which is the Beach Boys' biggest selling major hit of all time? Would it be, I mean, they've had 28 in the top 10. Which is their biggest one of all time?
Golly, fun.
That's a good one. That's a good one. What would be your number two choice?
Little Surfer.
Okay, two good ones. Well, believe it or not, it didn't happen in the 60s, and it didn't happen in the 70s.
Well,
the Beach Boys' biggest hit of all time happened in 1988. What do you say?
What? That's not the right one.
No, and Beach Boys never did this
song.
Why
is that not the right one?
I don't know, but...
Dang it.
I was going to say the Beach Boys.
Yeah, the Beach Boys sounding a lot like Anne and Nancy Wilson this morning with Crazy on You. Actually, they're down in Kokomo. Kokomo is the song.
Good, now Jay's ticked off too.
Yeah. That's right. Kokomo is their biggest song ever.
I was going to guess that.
Aruba, Jamaica, I'm going to take you.
Played it.
Yeah. Is that in the system by any chance?
Highly unlikely. Unless it's a
tropical sun. There's a place.
There's no KOK. There's Kool-Aid, but no KOK.
Oh, he's angry now because it happened once last week. He's mad.
Well, we care. That's why I get ticked off. Everything it's like on days where everything goes so well, you know it's a trap because something's going to sabotage your day.
Here's something that'll cheer you up. On this date in 78, Reverend Jim Jones persuaded 900 of his followers to commit suicide in Jonestown. You feeling better now?
I am, thanks.
In the jungles of Guyana, members of the People's Temple cult committed suicide by drinking flavored Kool-Aid. Kids, know what's in your Kool-Aid before you drink it. Okay, that's all I'm saying. 900 dead in Jonestown. Did you ever see the special where the correspondent that went...
It's unbelievable.
And a member of Congress?
Yeah.
Shot and killed? 31 years ago in 88, Ronald Reagan created the cabinet position of drug czar, signed a law allowing the death penalty for drug traffickers. Now some birthdays. Damon Wayans Jr. is 37. David Ortiz, Big Papa, he's 44 today. Boston Red Sox, Mr. Boston. Megyn Kelly, how old today?
47.
49. Almost over the hill.
What the hell does that make us?
Way over the hill. We can see the valley. Singer Duncan Sheik is 50. He had a song called Barely Breathing. Gary Sheffield.
Isn't that a kind of condom, Duncan Sheik?
Duncan Sheik? A type of condom? You know, give me a pack of Duncan Sheik's.
A condom named Sheik?
I don't know. Probably.
Ribbed, please.
Hey, don't send over his song of the day in the mornings.
What do you mean?
You sent it over this morning. His song for tomorrow was ready to go, which is what you just played. And for some reason, you sent it over this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. In other words, I put in the song he needs, I send it over. Then I put in the song that he needs the next day, and I don't send it until it's time.
I don't know what's going on.
I do.
But I just know that we all know crazy.
How would I know?
Because it's been working so far without a problem.
Tomorrow morning's song is Crazy on You.
That was exactly what tomorrow morning's song is. I'll just start doing it the day after and not even... That way we won't have to worry about
it. No, I won't touch it.
No, we won't.
That was an accident anyway. I didn't...
I know, because you normally don't do that.
It's okay. It's all right.
But it bothered me.
How upset do I look? I'm not... Gary Sheffield is 51 today. Kim Wilde is 59. She had a big song called Kids in America. Hey, Kevin Nealon is 66 today.
You ever done Kids in America on this one?
He did my birthday, remember?
No, we should do that one.
Yeah.
Kids in America. He what now?
Who? Kevin Nealon did my birthday card.
Oh, that's right.
Greg? That's right. Oh, yeah. That was great.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Greg. Greg Tracy.
I'm Chuck Norris.
Who else has a birthday today? I see Kevin Nealon. Linda Evans from Dynasty is 77 today. We're 10 days away from Thanksgiving. Winter begins in 33 days. That's the winter solstice, shortest day of the year. Oh, yeah, you got to play that here in a second. 37 days till Christmas and 129 days until the MLB opening day in the spring, the boys of summer. Yeah. That's your timeline.
Hey, there's a good intro.
I like that. I was just thinking that.
It is.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Kevin Nealon. Our top story tonight. It appears that happy birthday wishes are in order. We are monitoring things closely as details continue to come in, but it seems... Yes, I have confirmation. We're talking about you, Greg. Happy birthday. Good diet and exercise has really paid off. Seems to me a little nip-tuck would have been easier. Our team has discovered some footage of your strenuous workout routine.
This is great.
It's a walrus doing
stuff. That's great.
Way to work that core.
Yeah.
Now for some deeper analysis, let's go live via satellite to our special guest commentator, Other Kevin. Other Kevin, what are your thoughts on all this? Speechless, Kevin.
Look at the signs behind him.
I know.
That's great.
Wow. Insightful as always. Thank you.
That's the timeline with Rich Thomas.
Are there episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club on Disney Plus?
There are. And you know that series on Imagineers that you told me about? Oh, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It is just great.
I just had that in the system. I think one year when we did the timeline, you wanted me to have it available for you, so that's why it was in there.
Yeah, I think the older episodes of Mickey Mouse Club, right?
I think so.
Black and whites are on.
Right,
there.
Right. It's amazing. I went through the catalog of what they got in there. It's just crazy.
It's a ton of stuff.
It's wow.
Hey, look at the time. It's 6:33, kids. No winner?
No winner.
Again?
I checked.
Wow. And who's playing this weekend? Alabama, North Carolina?
Crap. I mean, it's
yeah, it is. It is.
It's the
Stanford.
Yeah, it's the layback week before Iron Bowl.
My buddy Kirk says about the Auburn loss, he says, they were looking ahead to Samford. They were looking past Georgia.
Yeah, it's Auburn and Samford this weekend, and then it's Alabama and something, West Carolina?
West Carolina. Yeah. In fact, when Bob couldn't get me tickets for the LSU
he could get
game,
you
my friend says, I can get you all the tickets you want
you
from
the
Western Carolina.
50-yard line.
Yeah.
Probably even more so now, because... I don't know what's going on with the quarterback.
He's got surgery scheduled for today. He's out for the season. Oh yeah.
Okay.
But more than that, I just hope that this young man's career. He's such a great player. I mean, I hope this is not a career ending thing.
You have to worry about that because I remember what happened to Bo Jackson with the hip injury. It was not good. 6:34 already. Our TV topic today is
Role models.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Top role models.
Role models.
Well, so far this morning, I've been a role model for nobody.
Brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's chilly this morning, and it's because it's a little moist as well. There's a little bit of fog out there, so the cold is going right down to the bone. It's 34 degrees at Maxwell, 30 in Selma right now, and 36 in Montgomery. Patchy dense fog in spots this morning. Otherwise, not quite as warm during the day today. Not bad, but yesterday we had a high of 68. Today we're talking about 63. The normal high is 69. Some clouds from time to time. Tonight's low 38. Lots of sun tomorrow. Warming trend. I'm excited about this week's weather. 67 tomorrow. Low 70s Wednesday. Low to mid 70s Thursday and Friday. Nice week ahead. Storm free days, maybe some spotty showers by late Friday into Friday night and Saturday as the next cool front approaches. Right now this morning, again, 36 degrees at 6:35.
TV time coming up.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we are already getting a little busy this morning. We've got a better than average number of cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. It is flowing smooth through the interchange this morning. A lot of traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka, the boulevard around the city, and 31 out of Prattville this morning. Drive carefully. We have no accidents at this time. That's a good thing. That's a great way to start off a Monday. Buckle up, drive carefully out there, and keep it here for more traffic updates. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter refers to a State Department aide to Vice President Pence as another never-Trumper. Jennifer Williams, in closed-door testimony, calls the president's push for investigations in Ukraine unusual and inappropriate. She's scheduled to testify publicly tomorrow. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says about the president's attacks on witnesses,
I think part of it is his own insecurity as an imposter. I think he knows full well that he's in that office way over his head.
She was on CBS.
Nothing has changed about the simple fact that the president did nothing wrong.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins there on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. 10 people are shot with 4 killed at a backyard party in Fresno, California.
Unknown suspects approached the residence, snuck into the backyard, and opened fire.
That's Fresno Police Lieutenant Bill Dooley. America's listening to Fox News.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway We are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And welcome back at 6:39. We are just getting ready for TV time here. Hey, here's a good idea. How about if I pull up the role model? I don't have it. They didn't send it to me.
Oh,
I don't have headphones.
Your name was on it. I saw it. Maybe it's where your headphones are.
Perhaps. Okay.
What day was the 15th? Was that Friday? That was Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so they did send it to me.
Oh, you found it. Good.
So somebody must have gotten into my email and deleted it. We have a...
We're listening in cue to a little kid. Look at their faces. Look at his face.
They're all looking at him. Get on with it, man. We got to do the pledge.
First graders.
That's what we're listening to. We'll come back to the second. Here's something we can talk about before we get to the cheap and trashy. First of all, Charlie's Angels bombed. I mean, absolute bomb. And with good reason. When I read the reviews on this thing, this is another social justice lecture. But Midway happily surprised me by finishing in second place. And we saw the trailer for Ford versus Ferrari, and that looked like a good movie.
Yeah, it looked like
it did pretty well this weekend.
Yeah.
It was number one with $31 million, and that tells you that a good story, a good true story. What was number two? Midway, a great true story.
I am really pleased that Midway turned out great. Remember, because we looked at Rotten Tomatoes and we saw 37%. It's a lot higher now, but...
This weekend has another true story opening up.
What's that?
That's when somebody tells...
Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers.
No.
There's war movies, then there's Mr. Rogers movies. Let's not go see that.
No, let me tell you something. I saw the trailer for that. That came on some show last night. And you know what it looks like?
Huh.
It looks like Tom Hanks dressed up as Mr. Rogers for a Halloween party. No thanks.
It's showtime.
All right, now we're getting... Honestly, it does. You just can't help get away. Does Tom Hanks have to play every historical figure ever made?
No.
Well, it seems
but
like
he said he wouldn't play the bad guys in anything that he picks.
I understand that, but Jim LaBelle, Captain Phillips, who else has he been?
Whoever Saving Private Ryan, and I can't remember, he wasn't Private Ryan, but yes, that's who he played. Because I believe that was based on a true story.
I guess they wanted somebody that's pretty good at the box office, but...
He played that one guy that got stuck in the Paris airport, because that was based on a true story.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
People were asked who their number one role model in life has been.
Yeah, some of the top answers were dad, mom, a teacher, a celebrity, and a coach or an instructor. That rounds out the top five.
No coworkers on the list?
Morning anchor?
Sure. We're interested in lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
That's all I have.
I've got one. I mean, the reason I'm in this business is a guy named Dick Goddard, who was a meteorologist in Cleveland, and I wrote him a letter when I was about 11 years old. And just gushed about how much I was a fan of the weather and him and how much he meant. And he responded in such the greatest way with enthusiasm and weather maps and pamphlets that now whenever a kid approaches me, and several in the last 42 years, I respond the same way.
Same here. It's interesting because the first celebrity I wrote to in Chicago, and I was like, 10, 11 years old, 12, something like that, was Harry Volkman, who was the weatherman on WGN.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote me back. It was like getting a letter from God. Harry Volkman sent me a letter, because in those days it wasn't email, it was snail mail. And there's his name and his signature with an invitation to come down and watch him do the weather on TV.
Oh, that is so cool.
So we did that. I did want to be a weatherman, but the math became problematic. I think I would have been okay.
Yeah.
I heard somebody chuckle at that.
I had a chuckle from Andrew.
Andrew, you're the big news anchor. I mean, who was the guy you looked up to growing up? You were big into that. Who was it?
So the reason that I'm in TV, her name is actually Morgan Fogarty. I met her when I was a middle schooler, and I had watched her every night, and ended up interning with her growing up a little bit when I was a middle schooler and through high school, and still a great friend. She was at my wedding last month.
Wow, cool.
She's a great person and a great role model for me.
Excellent.
My when I switched away from being interested in weather and got into music, my hero was a guy that many people that live in Montgomery remember, named Larry Lujack, because they could listen to him at night on WLS back many years ago, because their signal reached the state after sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very familiar to a lot of people, but most of the people that sort of mentored me, you know, who I watched, listened to, and learned from, turned out to be terrible drunks.
Oh, no.
All kinds of other personal issues.
Oh, no.
So, but role models, as far as human beings are concerned, start with dad.
Yeah, well,
you know, my dad was a great guy.
Mom and dad were, I always looked up to them, sure. I guess they're number one on the list. Who else is on the list? Co-workers, what else?
Teachers, boss.
Teachers,
I think Rick Peters deserves a little
property. I don't even know if co-workers is on there. I just kind of weaseled that in there. I'm just trying to...
Oh, okay.
It's not on there.
Wants everyone to know that she looks up to me.
Jalea can be my... Jalea's my role model.
Actually,
I'll take her.
Andrew that looks up to you.
Stop.
Ah,
I love it.
Rim shot, badoons. Gotcha.
Did you have somebody in?
I've always, you know, I've told people, I was like, you don't have to, the person doesn't have to be older than you. I've got some younger people. I'm like, wow, you know, that kid's got his head on straight.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
Like, they're kind of a role model for me, too.
So. I'm like, my parents got it right once. That's how I feel about my younger sister. She says things to me sometimes that I'm like, huh, did 19-year-old Jalea think that clearly?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, hey, somebody has to give the family a good name. Somebody has to let the legacy live on. But, I'm like, wow, I was just not that mature.
But we are all in a position where people, you know, come to us and look up to us, and that's kind of a lofty position.
It's a great responsibility, and again, he does it, I do it. If a young person is interested in watching a show from the studio or whatever, contact me and have the experience. It may start your career.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go.
All right. Sounds good, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.
All right,
you
have
too.
A good one. See you.
Did they change their...
I believe they did, yes.
There.
It was a quick punch, and we were there.
Yeah.
There was no
That was AJ this morning. So John must be off. There was a different producer.
There was no music that cued. It was just a punch noise, and boom, we're back.
If the Mondays got you down, if you're tired, cranky, grumpy, whatever the situation,
it's one of the seven dwarfs.
Yeah, you can have all of them going on at one time. Visit Infusion Cryo and Laser. In fact, I'm going to put their website on my Facebook page this morning, because coming into the holidays, especially when you're stretched to the max, you still got to do.
Think I'm going
to
go tomorrow.
Yeah. Still got to do your job. Still feel like you got all these other things. We're going to get our tree next weekend. We have been putting Christmas stuff up, you know, just about every day, so we're almost done with the inside of the house. But the time it takes to do the other things you want sometimes can leave you feeling really drained. And an IV from Infusion can fix you right up. If you have partied a little bit too hard, they have an IV for that. They have an IV for stress relief or to enhance athletic performance, legally, of course. And to build your immune system, it just depends on which way you want them to tweak it. CryoSkin 3.0 is a technology from Paris that treats spot reduction of fat removal. It's non-invasive, slimming, and has been very helpful in toning problem areas or dealing with cellulite. The Juve Light Therapy, the Red Light Room is its nickname, is fantastic. Helps reduce joint pain and inflammation, increases collagen production, helps enhance weight loss and improve your mood and sleep, better physical performance. And we're just starting. Infusion Cryo and Laser, they are right off Taylor Road at Wynn & Blunt. If you go east on that street. It's the third building on your right. Very easy to find. Call them at 296-1662, and you can look them up while I click the thing at, on my Facebook page right now.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
Hollywood never learns. First of all, they seem to lack original ideas. Charlie's Angels again. This time, I don't know if it was the cast or if it was the message built into the movie, but it only did $8.6 million at the box office. Is there a Rotten Tomatoes score on that?
Let me check for you.
I'd be curious. Midway happily finished second. It's a great, true
it
story.
Is
well done
really
movie.
Really good.
Did you see the documentary about that pilot that, you know, knocked out two aircraft carriers in that battle?
You mean the documentary that aired last night?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
What was his name? Dick Guess? Something like that.
Right. He went back and landed back on the carrier.
Yeah.
And then took off again.
Went out again.
And got the fourth one.
I don't think he's living anymore, but I have seen him in documentaries. Very honest. You never know. He was that kind of a...
Very unassuming kind of hero.
Pilot. Ford versus Ferrari, a true story, with Matt Damon in the lead.
Yeah, the Rotten Tomatoes score for Charlie's Angels, 60%.
Really?
Yeah. So, not that bad. Ford versus Ferrari is at 92%.
And what about Midway now? It was 37%.
Yeah, it's up to 42 now.
Wow.
42%.
That's surprising.
I also forgot what else is opening up this weekend, which will be number one for weeks to come, and that is Frozen 2.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That is up this weekend.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yep.
So I learned a couple of things this morning. I can get Disney Plus from
Verizon for free.
Verizon for free.
A whole year. That's a 67 something dollar value.
We're gonna get you so set up with Roku, and you'll be uptown.
Which, by the way, on that offer that you have until June to redeem it.
I better get going.
So. But once you redeem it, you have 12 months activation from the time you redeem it. So,
No, I can't afford to turn my back on a $72 freebie, so I will happily take that. You know, it's only $6.99 a month, but people were hacking Disney Plus like crazy over the weekend. Hundreds, probably thousands of hackers got in because the users had the same email password combo they had used on other sites.
On previous things, yeah.
You're familiar with that Gwyneth Paltrow product called Goop,
Goop.
Right? Her Goop Christmas catalog for holiday gift guides includes a $1,350 bondage kit.
Oh, okay.
It's actually called a restraining arts kit.
Restraining arts?
Yeah. If you want to find out what kind of arts are in the box.
I participate in the act of restraining arts.
Yeah.
that's a classy way of putting it.
Okay, y'all could either get the Roku or the restraining arts kit.
From Goop? Can I have until 9 to make that decision? Hey, guess who had to open a mouth up about the Miles Garrett head helmet banging
thing. Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Is he searching for the culprit?
He dropped everything he was doing to find the real killers to comment Friday morning, several hours after the game ended. He said, the minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers, says OJ, that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe you should, but when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, with his foot in your groin, I'm just saying, says the OJ. I may start a pool on how long it takes before he's arrested for something else and back in jail. Mm. Rob Gronkowski is teasing a big announcement, but nobody seems to know what it is. Tuesday, 8 o'clock our time tomorrow, so we'll have the story before the show is over. Could be he's coming back to the Patriots for the last half of the season. Here's great news. The Osbournes are coming back to TV.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
It only ran for four seasons, and it seems much more recent than 2001 to 2005.
Right? Yeah.
But it was such a phenomenon, people have been trying to get it back ever since. Sharon revealed why nobody's been able to lure them back yet. They can't afford us, she says. Well, if you're making nothing, how are you coming out ahead in that deal? They tend to offer what you're worth. I'm just saying. We'll skip that story. And this, again, this has been a morning with some very stressful announcements. Chuck E. Cheese shutting down their animatronic bands. Donnie Marie's 11-year Vegas residency ended this weekend.
Oh, crap! Ah, oh, damn it!
Yeah, audio.
I know. I just don't know. The whole side of the building had their picture on it. I don't know what they do about that. Would they put an X through it, or what do they do? Cross it out?
No, put a circle around it with a slash in between. So that's pretty much all of the cheap and trashy. Killers have a new album out. Ooh, you know what I haven't done?
What have you not done?
A convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Uh-oh.
I better get to work on that. It's 6:55 before we hit the traffic dungeon. Here's Jay.
Hi. Jay Scott here to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You can go online to millbrookchiropractor.com to see all the things that they offer there at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. The folks there, Dr. Jeff Pasley, are there to help you. And, I mean, I do mean help. They want to make sure that you are taken care of. And, I mean, he even told me himself, if there is something that he cannot do, he will find, he will refer you to people that he knows where you can go to them. And maybe they can help you. He wants to get you the help that you deserve to get you free from pain and able to move again. And all you need to do is go and see them. Millbrook Family Chiropractor in Millbrook, of course. I mean, their location is in the name. Just go to millbrookchiropractor.com. You can find the exact location, the number to call. Fill out the new patient forms if you need to do that as well. Plus, find out what their hours are also. It's Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go to millbrookchiropractor.com.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Coming up next hour, Jay will have Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. I guess we do not have a winner.
No, again.
On the Duncan and Sunburn.
No, was it winner. 2 years ago that we had a problem all season? Was it?
1 year we went the entire season with no winner. Yeah. Got down to the point where we're like, if you just get close.
Well, we had pretty good participation on the Auburn game. Not quite as much as Alabama-LSU. But it doesn't cost you a penny to get involved, so we'll do the challenging Alabama-North Carolina game, I guess.
I suppose, you know.
And then the Iron Bowl.
Who do you like in that game, by the way?
Well, with Tua out, I don't know how you can...
Well, I was actually kidding, but they got a great... You guys got a good backup quarterback. Auburn doesn't.
It does make the Iron Bowl a bit interesting.
Well, it does change the dynamics of that, sure.
Yep. And I had heard where the playoff committee will be taking that into consideration, that he is injured and that they don't have Tua for their quarterback whenever they do the rankings, what, Tuesday night? Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Well, so, the other thing, too, though, is that...
I don't see much changing, but yeah.
The AP, Alabama went down.
Yeah.
Well, dang.
Yeah.
All right, we have Fox News coming up. First, let's get with Skipper down in the traffic dungeon. Be back for the exciting 7 to 8 hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. Perry Hill Road and Atlanta Highway, right in front of the old Rite Aid. If you're headed inbound to downtown, it's going to be in your lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles. There's an injury involved in that accident as well. Lower Wetumpka Road at the Alabama River Parkway. At that intersection, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. And we have a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 moving through downtown Montgomery. We're seeing a lot of folks coming out of Wetumpka on 231 and 31 out of Prattville. The boulevard is building up, and school zones are about to go into effect here in a few minutes, so watch out for the kids and the school buses. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end and clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can